From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel continues a ground offensive in Gaza. U.S. representatives prepare to aid in the Malaysian plane crash investigation. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Israel's ground operation in the Gaza Strip has entered its second day as Israeli troops, backed by tanks, aircraft, and Navy ships, strike an array of targets, including tunnels used by Hamas fighters. Israel's military says it has hit some 200 terrorist targets since the operation began late Thursday, including more than 20 tunnels used to infiltrate Israel and smuggle weapons and explosives. The military says more than 20 militants have been killed in the offensive. U.S. President Barack Obama says the deaths of the 298 people aboard the Malaysia Airlines plane that went down over eastern Ukraine are an outrage of unspeakable proportions. Speaking at the White House Friday, Mr. Obama said evidence indicates the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile launched from an area controlled by Russian-backed separatists.
It is not possible for these separatists to function the way they're functioning, to have the equipment that they have. Set aside what's happened with respect to the Malaysian Airlines, a group of separatists can't shoot down military transport planes, or they claim shoot down fighter jets, without sophisticated equipment and sophisticated training. And that is coming from Russia.
The president called for an international investigation into the incident, saying Russia and the separatists must adhere to an immediate ceasefire. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters Friday, FBI officials and federal investigators are preparing to travel to assist in the investigation at the crash site.
We have offered assistance to the Ukrainian government, including personnel and resources from the NTSB and the FBI, which the Ukrainians have accepted. The NTSB will be sending at least one investigator to the Ukraine.
More on this and other stories at voanews.com. Gunmen believed to be Boko Haram militants reportedly raided a farming town in northeastern Nigeria Friday. Residents say gunmen stormed the remote town of Damboa in southern Borno State, killing dozens of people and burning homes. The attack was one of several in the area over the past 2 weeks. Afghan and international officials reportedly are hoping to audit 1,000 election ballot boxes a day. Daniel Feldman, the U.S. Deputy to the Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, told reporters in Washington Friday that so far more than 133 ballot boxes of a total of 23,000 have been audited since the process began on Thursday, and said the audit will ramp up once the full regiment of international observers are in place in Kabul. A court in the Cambodian capital has formally charged two more opposition members with insurrection and incitement in the wake of violent clashes between protesters and authorities. The violence came earlier this week after supporters of the Cambodian National Rescue Party turned on district security guards who had barred them from entering Freedom Park. More on the Malaysian airliner now. The international medical community is mourning the sudden deaths of as many as 100 AIDS researchers and experts who were headed to a high-level AIDS conference in Australia. They were among the 298 passengers aboard the Malaysian Airlines flight that crashed in eastern Ukraine. Anita Powell files this report from Sydney.
Many of those on board the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur were respected AIDS researchers and activists, headed to a major AIDS conference that begins Monday in Melbourne, Australia. Those losses will likely compound an already tragic event by robbing the broader struggle against HIV and AIDS of some of its leading researchers. The International AIDS Society said in a Friday statement that they are still seeking details on how the crash will affect their conference. But they added, in recognition of their colleagues' great dedication to fighting this deadly epidemic, the conference will go on as planned. Anita Powell, VOA News, Sydney.
A federal grand jury in San Francisco has indicted the FedEx Corporation on charges it knowingly shipped controlled substances, drugs whose distribution is controlled by the government, to people without valid prescriptions. The drugs were purchased from illegal online pharmacies. In stocks in the U.S., stocks were up across the board for the day. Dow Jones finished up 123 points, S&P 500 up 20 points, and the NASDAQ index up 68 points. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.